know you're in there. Can you hear me? I'm at your back door. Can you answer, please? It's Haley from next door. I need to talk to you. Look, I'm standing out here in your yard wearing... Well, you know damn well what I'm wearing. I saw you at your window. I know you're in there. Can you open up, please? Okay, great. Well, listen, can I come in? I know we're not supposed to because of this lockdown, but you don't want to leave me standing out here in just this bikini, do you? Your yard isn't as sunny as mine with that tree. Just back up 2 meters, okay? And I'll come into the doorway. Don't worry, I'm not sick, or I wouldn't be sunbathing now, would I? Promise, I won't touch anything. Okay, that's better. Anyway, I was out in my yard enjoying the sunshine, and of course you're in here because your yard doesn't get as much sun, or you're pretending to be working from home or whatever. It's fine. But I thought that you should know I could see you were spying on me from your upstairs window. Don't try to deny it. I could see your outline in there when I turned over. And, well, I could see that your outline wasn't just... You weren't just standing there. It looked like your hand was moving. And that, movement caught my eye. I suppose you could see what I was doing? You saw I wasn't just sunbathing, huh? And that got you a little excited. I can see from that bulge in your pants that you know what it is I'm talking about and exactly what it was you were doing. You were touching something too. You caught me, didn't you? I confess, it was just so hot. And the suntan lotion felt so good on my skin while I was rubbing it in. I couldn't help just running my hands over my skin a little more, you know? Maybe you even saw me touch a little bit of my body that wasn't on show. It was a little more than simple touching, I admit. I did slide one finger inside my bikini top. My nipples were rubbing against the fabric, and, well, I was kind of turned on. I just needed to feel how hard they were. Couldn't really help it. You're a bit turned on too, I think. That bulge in your shorts is getting bigger. It sure looks like you're feeling a little horny, huh? It would be neighborly of me to say, go on, rub it if you'd like. Are you getting harder? But just rub it. Don't take it out. I don't want to see it. Yet. But I might ask to see it if you're good. You like the idea of showing it to me, don't you? Do you like the idea of stroking your nice hard cock for me to watch? Or maybe I got it all wrong. Maybe I should buy a bigger bikini and cover up more. Less of this smooth, naked flesh on display. The way you keep rubbing yourself, though, through your clothes like that, I'm gonna take that as a no. You really like how this bikini barely contains my body, don't you? I can see you looking at me. My tanned legs, my thighs, my hips, my stomach, all the way up to my neck, the hollows of my shoulder blades, with just this thin yellow string lying across them, barely touching my skin, but it is the only thing keeping my breasts from bouncing free in front of you, isn't it? You want me to undo this knot, huh? To let my nipples out in the air so you can watch them stiffen? You can see they're already pushing up against the fabric again, can't you? Well, sorry, baby. I'm not that easy. You have to work for it. For starters, it's too cold in here. My body wants the sun today. I've got a different idea in mind for you. I've got an idea how to deal with someone who spies on their neighbors. Even ones like me who don't really mind it. So, I've written my number on this piece of paper, and I'm gonna leave it right here. Wait a minute so I can get back over into the sunshine. Then I expect you to call it. When I pick up, don't speak. Just listen. It'll be worth it. Keep rubbing yourself while you wait, if you'd like. Good. You called. Come to your window. The one you were touching yourself at before. I'm back in my yard again. Down here. Look. As you can see, I'm back on my lounger. Keep rubbing yourself all you want, but I'm warning you now. You better not come. Don't you dare. It's not time yet. Sorry if you thought I was going to show you my body in your house just now. Maybe you thought I might pull that cock out of your shorts, get on my knees and suck your dick. Or let you put your dick in between my nice firm tits till you shot a load of hot, sticky cum all over me? Sorry. Don't you know there's a quarantine going on? We can't touch. That doesn't mean we can't have some fun. That doesn't mean I can't touch myself. Can you see my hand tracing the side of my body? From my stomach all the way up to my breasts? I really want to let them free of my bikini top so that my nipples can feel the sun on them. Maybe I'll just slide my top to one side and let one nipple slip free. It feels so good. Circling it with my finger with the warm sun beating down on it. Even better if I moisten my finger a bit and squeeze it. I know you still want to see how my tits bounce completely free when I undo the knot on my neck and the yellow string falls away. One gentle tug and you'd see every inch of my tanned body from the waist up. Quite an introduction as neighbors that would be, huh? Maybe soon you'll be worthy of that. I might let you do that later on. I like you, and you sure are cute. I'm not ruling it out. I'd love to see you touching yourself until you make a sticky mess. I might even be in the room when I let you explode that gorgeous load for me. At a safe distance, of course. Would you like that? I know you're touching yourself thinking about it. Have you taken that big cock out of your pants? I can't quite see from here. I can see you're still rubbing though, your arms moving. If you want to, you can. Stroke it if you like. Get it nice and hard. Here's the bad news. Today, your orgasm is not allowed. From here on, you aren't allowed to come unless I say so. If you want to see more of me naked, you're going to have to keep that load inside your balls, no matter how swollen they get. No matter how much pre-cum drips from the tip of your cock as you rub up and down that hard shaft. As you watch me touch these nice round breasts. No matter how much I moan. As I play with my nipples. No matter how many times you see me slide my hand inside the front of my bikini bottom, just like I'm doing now. Only I can put my fingers in here and feel so warm, so wet, so good. Just like I bet it feels so good when you stroke your cock. Can you see my hips squirming here on the lounger? Can you see my legs moving? It's because I'm so turned on. I need to slide a finger inside me. You'll just have to imagine it, but I can tell you, it feels so warm, so wet the deeper I go. Maybe you can hear how wet my pussy is? Or maybe you'll just have to trust me that it feels really fucking good. It gives me great pleasure to know that you're still stroking your cock, still staying hard for me, even though you know you won't be able to come. My poor, brave voyeur. I bet you are close to coming. It feels so good to be rubbing my clit inside my bikini here. I'm even more aroused knowing that you're watching. Can you hear it in my voice too? I'm positively choked with lust. I'm really fucking turned on now. I want to play with my nipples and rub my clit. I'm so fucking turned on that I'm definitely gonna come. And you're going to watch from all the way over there. But you get to listen like I'm right there, breathing so sensually in your ear. Like a big, hard cock is thrusting away at me. My wetness enveloping you, pulling you inside me. I can have big, soaking, shaking, gasping, wet orgasm. But if you come, then you have to hang up the phone and we won't speak again. So just listen. I've got two fingers right inside me now. I wish I had some sex toys out here in the garden that I could slip deep inside me. What I could really use is your big fat cock pounding away at my pussy, thrusting in and out. I'm soaking, baby. I bet you're dripping with pre-cum too. I bet you want to shoot that load so badly, but at the same time, You really don't want to. Trust me. Because we're going to have so much fun this week. My pussy is so drenched with juices. My clit feels so sensitive to the touch. But I'm not going to stop touching it. I'm circling it. Oh, God. And keep circling it. Oh, it feels so fucking naughty to know you're watching. I can't stop rubbing it. Feeling the pressure shoot through me like a wave. I think I'm gonna come for you. It feels too good. Would you like that? Do you like giving me that pleasure? I've got waves of it shooting through my body. My nipples are like fucking bullets. Touching them now is sending shivers all through me. Yes. I think I'm gonna come. You better be fucking listening. But if you're stroking that big hard cock, just for me to take your hand off now and just listen. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God. I'm coming. Did you enjoy listening to that? I know I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. You better not have come. Okay. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call you once a day, and you're going to do exactly what I tell you each time. And if you do, maybe you'll get a reward at the end of the week. Don't worry. It will be delicious, sexy fun. I promise you'll enjoy it. But you won't be coming, and if you come too early, then I won't call you again. You and your cock are going to be my plaything. You're going to help me get aroused, to turn me on so that my pussy is soaking wet and I can't stop rubbing my clit every day this week. You are going to give me orgasms, but I'm not going to give you any until you earn that one massive aching release when your cock explodes for me. Do you like that idea? You want to please me, don't you? I'll call you tomorrow. Stay safe, and whatever you do, don't come, because I'll know.